Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Good morning, Metroplex. Happy Friday to you.
Friday?
I
did it first.
An explosion of sports news late last night and overnight, including the head of the NFLPA gone. TJ Watt, $41 million a year. RJ and Bobby are not sweating it that much. For the Cowboys, saying it won't make that much of a difference when Micah gets his. Ezeraku, part of the second round flurry of picks that are signing. Dame Lillard decides to go back home to Portland. And Trayvon Diggs getting, is it fined? Or it's basically, he's losing $500K.
I mean, it's a pay cut. It's probably worse than a fine. It is a mandated pay cut.
For not rehabbing enough at the Ford Center at the Star in Frisco. Sean Treif, RJ Choppy, and Bobby Belt with you with a concert ticket giveaway coming up at 7:20. Of course, the main stories on television are not about TJ Watt, a future Hall of Famer. Sorry, Choppy. It's not about what it does for Pittsburgh. It's when's Micah next?
Yeah, and I mean, how much does Ezeraku potentially drive up his price? Like, the more they wait and they sit around and these contracts get done. He's going to get his, however much it is, 4 years, $168 million with $130 guaranteed or whatever the hell it is. He's going to get it at some point. That's why he was talking at his, you know, youth camp that we played at yesterday where he was just kind of like, I'm good. Like, he's not sweating it doesn't seem like, because I think he knows they've got to pay it. They've got to pay it. They're going to pay it.
Yeah.
And so I'm not worried about it.
Micah was asked at that camp if he was waiting on others to sign.
His day numbers got nothing to do with mine, and my numbers ain't nothing got to do with them. Like, I'm younger. Hutchinson's coming off an injury. Like, everyone's circumstances is completely different. Hutch is coming off his third year. Usually guys wait 4 years. So it just all depends why. I mean, he's up there with Miles. So, you know, it's different. Everyone's circumstance is different.
I love the last question of, does Jerry now know the name of your agent?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't really, I just stay out, let David handle all that, you know? And I mean, to be fair, I mean, Jerry's a businessman, you know what I mean? Let him handle his business. His son and another person usually handle contracts. So, you know, that type of thing wouldn't surprise me too much, to be honest.
That was safe answer.
But I mean, yeah, it's a safe answer, but it's kind of the reality. It's interesting to hear him say so directly, like, it wouldn't surprise me if he doesn't know his name.
Right.
Like, Mike is just like, yeah, that doesn't surprise me. Like, he doesn't do a lot of that. He's got some other stuff on his plate. I'm not stunned he doesn't know.
Surely that's not the case.
He knew his name. Jerry knew his name at the time. That's a Jerry power play.
RJ Choppy is back in heaven because round two of the British Open is live in front of us.
I'm in heaven until I am in hell, which is what I will be if Brian Harman hangs on. I don't want to see him win a second major. Brian Harman is your leader at 600 par. He won the British Open 2 years ago.
Of course.
Yeah, he won it 2 years ago.
Oh, we remember.
The lefty, he's a lefty, little guy. You know, he doesn't hit it very far, but hits it straight. It's a perfect setup for him, but he is in the lead. He is 4 under today. Listen to the list of guys that are going to miss the cut. Bryson, Brooks, Morikawa, Patrick Reed, Wyndham Clark. I mean, they're all going to miss the cut.
Wyndham Clark, he got banned from the U.S. Open.
He did.
At where?
At Oakmont.
Okay.
So he got banned from Oakmont. Harris English, who's ironically enough an American, not an Englishman, but he is second place with Tyrrell Hatton, and Hatton's fun. So you got some fun guys at the top. Justin Rose up there. Scottie Scheffler, 300 par, so he's three back. Scheffler tees off about 2 hours from now. Fleetwood, Oberg, Westwood, Fowler, Neiman, and Rory all within striking distance. Shane Lowry, John Rahm, also 100 par.
And what happened yesterday? We had some slow play? More, we need the banger out there? Bang!
Yeah, we do. We had some slow play, okay? JJ Spahn. Listen, pick it up, dude. All right? Just because you won the U.S. Open does not mean that you get to hold up everyone. He was given a, quote, bad time report. If he gets another one of those, it's a one-stroke penalty. It took him 50 seconds to hit a shot. He's just standing over the ball the entire time. It should not take that long. Get the club you want. Hit it. Find your yardage. Go. Your caddy should be doing that all pre-shot anyway. We got no time. We got no time for slow play. And listen, I don't have all day either. All right, watching this thing. It took Rory McIlroy's group 4 hours. 4 hours. Not to play the round, Sean, to play 11 holes.
Whoa.
11 holes.
Wow.
Was he doing a lot of media in between or something?
Yeah, he was. Well done. 4 hours. It took him 3 hours to play eight. So they actually sped up between 9 and 11. All right, they kind of flew through nine, took three holes to play an hour. That's just not right. 4 hours to play 11 holes? That's not right. That's not right. You know, fix your conditions. Get better weather up there.
Why are these things?
Right, cloud seed a little bit, right? Everybody's talking about cloud seeding or something like that. Get better weather up there in Northern Ireland. Stop with this rain and wind crap so we can get around in a couple hours.
I want to like golf. Like, I want to follow it. I don't just want to be great at it. Yeah, like, I want to follow it. But, like, it seems like every week there's a story of like, oh, he got a penalty for standing over his shot too long. He got a bad time report. Oh, he didn't sign his card, so his score doesn't count. Like, there's so many of these dumb, just like logistical things they throw at you where it's like, all right, you kill any chance that I'll find this sport fun.
So, you know what? I'll have this as fun for you. Kevin, we have this, right? We have this? I said this again. What is this?
Yeah, I got it. Which cut is it in one more time?
It's not on the sheet. I thought I sent it. Maybe I didn't. That wouldn't surprise me if I didn't send it to you because I'm an idiot. I'm pretty sure I did. Yeah, I did.
Just describe
it. It's on there. It's in my email at least. Because Scottie Scheffler, I think.
Yeah, you have to get this.
You have to.
Go get the fart.
Do you have it?
Just let me know. Stand by. Let me grab it.
So this is one to me. This is the most.
This is great timing right after we made fun of G-Bag too. Phenomenal timing.
That's phenomenal. Phenomenal. So Scottie Scheffler was hitting, and this is perfect timing. This is all time great timing, because this is to me probably the most athletic fart in sports history.
Athletic.
Or one of the most athletic farts in sports history.
You've now named two new things this week. You gave Mike Francesa a wake apnea. And now this is an athletic fart.
An athletic fart. Because, you know, we saw Jimmy Butler try to do this when he was here, and he had to change his pants. Okay. Scottie Scheffler, you let me know. Did Scottie Scheffler hit this shot and then two?
I mean, this is a great view of it here because so far above the green, downwind you can get onto this green, but Scheffler...
There we go.
Yeah, he did.
He ripped it.
Well, right? Because the commentators just gave it away. And they're laughing away. They're saying, what are you laughing at?
What are you laughing about?
What's so funny?
A lot of wind down there, huh? A lot of wind down there.
Yeah, downwind.
Downwind, right? A little downwind.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's...
That sucks, being mic'd up like that.
I know. He almost holed out, too. He missed the cup by about 2 inches on that one.
That was the difference.
Listen to that. One more time, Kev.
Oh, yeah.
Did he? I'm not watching the video. Was it on him watching his shot, or was it following the ball?
It was following the ball at the time.
Ah, so you can't see if he like raised up on a leg or something. Yeah,
because, you know, if you're, I envy the people who could just not break stride and do that.
I always know when you've done it.
Yeah, I can. You're the most transparent tutor.
Oh yeah, so even when it,
yeah, that's what you'll just do. Like you will like just roll up on one butt cheek.
Yeah. Now sometimes if I think it's gonna be an odorific. Whatever.
Sure.
Odorific. I'll just try to bury it in the seat. That's what I do on an airplane. An airplane, I don't lift. I just bury it in the seat and I blame it on some old person.
I was very excited for this. I was happy Bobby was not here while we were discussing it. And now we have to discuss it with Bobby here. It's going to suck.
Hell yeah. What was I right about?
I'm starting to turn a little bit. Little bit. On Caitlin Clark.
Yes. Oh, man.
Caitlin was supposed to participate in the three-point contest, and I put that, Bobby, I had RJ rank interest level in watching WNBA three-point contest with Caitlin Clark, NBA three-point contest, dunk contest. RJ went dunk contest, WNBA three, NBA three. I easily, with Caitlin, for this year, went WNBA 3, and then NBA 3, then dunk.
One of the coolest things that I've seen in recent years, I'm not even being sarcastic here, was the shoes that Julian owns.
Oh, the Sabrinas.
The Sabrinas. When Sabrina Ionescu made like 26 threes in a row during the three-point, that was cool as hell. So, I guess, yeah, Caitlin, like
you would not put WNBA three-point contest one.
That would be dunk, Caitlin in the three-point contest, and then the NBA three-point contest, because nobody seems to care in the NBA anymore. But dunk contest, they don't seem to care, really.
Well, Caitlin Clark has pulled out of WNBA All-Star Weekend, and I really disliked her statement. I'm so excited for Indy. I want to thank everyone. This will be the best All-Star yet. I'm incredibly sad and disappointed to say I can't participate. I have to rest my body. I'll still be at the field house for all the action. Looking forward to helping Sandy coach our team to win. So there it is, out on the WNBA three-point contest, just like that.
It really does suck for Indy. Like
they have to rest.
She came back from her groin injury, and then she immediately hurt it again. And she was crying 2 days ago.
So is she back missing games now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All so right.
All right, I take back my dislike. I thought she was still playing, and she was just resting.
Would she make a shot, though, if she was there?
I don't know. The way
she's 7 for her last 50 from 3.
Yeah, ever since she got, like, the first groin injury.
Don't.
Because she was at 40%.
Don't do that.
And then she goes 1 for 23 in those three games, and then she goes on that, like, a week or 10-day injury hiatus. Then she comes back, and she still can't hit anything.
Bobby, I want you to do a future study on this. I know that you were half trolling and half real when Paige got drafted here.
Mm-hmm.
Can you make a legitimate case that Paige Beckers is better?
No, there's no trolling. She is a better player.
This year,
that is 100% true. She is a these are Caitlin Clark's numbers right now. She's shooting 36% from the field for the season. She's 27% from three. She's averaging 16 points and 5 turnovers a game. That's her numbers right now.
If you were to go back pre-injury, her numbers look a lot better. Paige is still having a better
year. Not that much better.
She's 40%.
And she turns the ball over all the time. Paige, as a rookie right now, is shooting 45%, 33 from three. She's averaging 18 points, 5 assists, 4 rebounds, and almost 2 steals per game. And she's only turning the ball over 2 times a game.
Did you guys see the Joel Embiid story?
He got hurt.
His feelings are hurt.
Oh.
He came out and said, I will not participate in any more Philadelphia 76er team meetings.
Oh, no.
They're done for me. It's not happening. Because last year, they had a team meeting, and it immediately got leaked that Tyrese Maxey called Embiid to the carpet saying, you don't even show up to the arena. You're late. You don't do the little things. That got leaked. Well, in a recent interview, Embiid said, I know who leaked it. That person may or may not still be on the team. So team meetings for me are done and over with. And I'm like, how is this going to move forward? The lack of trust is clearly there. You're not going to participate in team meetings. At least you're saying that. I don't know how you can deal him because it seems like he's broken, damaged goods.
Oh, Nicole will take him, man.
This thing is a mess.
Put him on the loser list.
Look, Embiid, which is so funny because Embiid early on, like it looked like he was like, oh man, this is Mr. Trust the Process. This is the guy who has fought to get back on the court and is like everything. Like, hey, I'll stand the losing here in Philly. Like, he
one
almost
of the most likable.
He had a Giannis reputation early on.
Yes.
And now it's like he is viewed as like, not only this, he is consistently viewed as like, you're scared of Jokic. You duck him in all the meetings in Denver. Like, he's consistently viewed as a guy who just, he's not going to show up in big moments. He's any little sort of injury, he's going to duck on. Like, his reputation has flipped almost more than any other player in the NBA over the last 5 years.
Says James Harden doesn't speak to him, doesn't like being a superstar, because when you get these big blockbuster deals, the other guy is going to assume that you were in on it or had a say, put you in the middle of those situations. So Harden doesn't talk to him. He knows who the rat was who leaked the details in the meeting, and he's not going to participate in them anymore.
Is he bluffing?
He's going to be in a team meeting.
No, but is he bluffing when he says, I know who it is? Is he trying to scare somebody? May or may not be somebody on the roster. Does it like...
I mean, it could be Maury.
You want Maury Povich?
Daryl.
Oh.
My dad used to try that trick on me all the time when I was younger. He'd be like, do you have anything you want to tell me?
Yep.
And I'd be like, do I? Right. And there were times I admitted stuff that he didn't know anything.
All right, Chad, you got the choice between World Cup tickets or Jake Paul fight?
World Cup. Let's do this. Had a Tolo, a couple of Tolos go to us yesterday.
Well,
talking about not being happy about the World Cup ticket prices. So there, and there needs to be some backstory here. So the ticket prices are kind of out, but they're also not kind of out. Just no reason to panic. They're basically doing this how they do in Europe. So what's going on right now? Tickets for the World Cup are on sale. Sort of. It's the hospitality packages that are available. And people are seeing this and they're like, oh my God, this is so expensive. It's between $3,000 and like $40,000 per ticket to go to these games. But it's also not really what the case is. You can't buy individual tickets. The only thing that's available now are suites and club level tickets. Don't panic. You can still get your tickets to the World Cup. But you've got to go online. You got to register. You got to go to FIFA's website and register for the tickets. You're registering for to get in line in September to actually buy them, like we do with concerts.
This is like a PSL?
No, you know how you do a concert? It's like, Okay, you know, the ticket pre-sale goes on at this date for the people who are registered. Same kind of thing. You got to register online, and then pre-sale is going to go on, or the sale is going to go on in September. But here's the kicker. You're not going to know who you're buying tickets for. You're going to buy tickets at AT&T. You have no idea what game is going to happen because they aren't going to do the draw until December. So don't panic if you're trying to get World Cup tickets and you think you're getting shut out because they're too expensive. That's just hospitality packages. That's where you're buying tickets to follow your team throughout the country. Just go to the website, register, and then you'll get a line number for September where you can buy individual game tickets.
There it is. Everything else you need to know in the sports world here on your official home of the Cowboys and Rangers. In case you were looking for that radio station, we are both here on Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan, and we are your home of the 720 ticket giveaway. Let's hook you up with the final two, one of our final two concert ticket packages. We'll have the junk drawer with the explosive Coldplay story and Diamond Cavs from RJ on the home of the Rangers getting you ready for the start of the second half tonight.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You're an idiot and you don't know baseball.
Ranger fans, you're not dreaming.
How can you not be romantic about baseball?
How can you not be romantic about the start of the second half of the Major League Baseball season, which is tonight?
Because the Rangers are like kind of a middling baseball team right now.
Sir, they have a plus 47 run differential. They should be 54-43.
It's true.
Okay, they're six games underachieving. And the Rangers, I don't know if you're aware of this, Sean. We are the home of Texas Rangers baseball.
I did not know that.
Right here, 105 through the fan. We will have first pitch 7:05, 6:30 pregame. So G-Bag gets a little half hour off. You know, half hour of their show.
They deserve it.
Walk away. It'll be Corbin and Olson on the hill tonight. Sean will be there for you at Texas Live.
And the Tigers have lost four straight.
Oh, the unstoppable Detroit Tigers, huh? The Tigers are supposed to be the best team in the world.
The only team in baseball. Oh, my gosh. The negative run differentials are actually like really, really low in the entire sport, but they're playing in the G-Bag division.
Yeah.
They're the only team in their division with a positive run differential. Give me the amount of teams in baseball with a negative run differential.
Negative? I would have to say there's 15.
I'm going to say 11.
Bobby cheated and counted. It is 11.
Yeah, okay. I got the standings open.
Doesn't that seem low?
It does
and
seem low.
And four of them are in the Central. Four of them are in the nation.
It does seem low. You would think you would have 15 above and 15 below.
Here's the second worst run differential in sports. It's the Athletics at a minus 134. And then leading the league at minus 253 is the Rockies.
Oh, God.
So it's the Rangers. They've been outscored by 250 runs.
Wow. And the Defraud Tigers. Defraud Tigers. That's what I'm calling them right now. The Defraud Tigers. They will be.
Jake Reitman rolling in his grave.
They will get knocked out. Mark my words. They will get knocked out in four games in the division series.
They don't have
four games.
They don't have Tigers legends Ian Kinsler and Pudge Rodriguez to save them.
But it is the second half. So on a scale, let's do a little second half storylines. On a scale of 1 to 5, okay. 5 being high interest and 1 being no interest, how interested are you on the second half MLB storylines?
All right. I like it.
Thank you. Cal Raleigh AL home run record, which is, I think, is 62. And he is at 38.
And the AL home run record is not the baseball home run
record? No, baseball is Bonds at 73.
If you count that.
Yeah, right. Now, the AL, if you don't count that, then it's McGuire. If you don't count that, then it's Sosa. If you don't count that, then it's Judge.
Yeah, and so those were all NL runs.
I'll say it's a 3.
A 3?
And I'm thinking about a 4.
Okay.
Can I take halves?
Yeah, I would do 3.5.
3.5. 3.5 is where
3.5?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm interested. I'll keep checking in, seeing if he's what pace he's on.
I'm interested from the standpoint of like, okay, because he's hitting like 118 in July. You know, only July is only a handful of days because they had the All-Star break. But so he's in a bit of a slump. But he's still hitting the ball out of the park. Like, you know, when he is getting hits, they are still going out of the park. And I'm interested to see how the home run derby affects him or doesn't affect him. We did the stat where last couple of years it actually has helped guys because the launch angle swing really kind of plays in. But so that's that with Cal Raleigh. I'll give it a 3.5 too. I'm mildly interested in this.
We mentioned this while you were out. Cal Raleigh, you know, the whole idea of like when you play the field versus DH, how different something can be. Everybody's like, wow, he's catching and he's hitting these home runs. When he's catching versus a DH, his OPS is 250 points higher when he's catching. He's hitting 212 when he's been DH. Wow.
And didn't he get a nice, sweet NIL?
Yes, he did. He got an endorsement because he is the big dumper. So he got an endorsement with a porta potty company.
That's not the only. He also got recently, he got some like craft beer named after him out there called like the Dumpy or the something. Dumpy.
And this is one of the best name endorsements. Dakotas Crawford, the player for Nebraska, football player. He got an AC HVAC company, Dakotas.
Okay.
Forrest Lamp from the Chargers. He did a series of like lamp endorsements in Los Angeles.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's been a few of that.
Can you imagine though? You have to do the commercial inside the porta potty. Probably my least favorite. Snake pit, porta potty. My two least favorite places to be in
life. What about a snake in the porta potty?
That's when I'm out there.
That's the smell spectrum. Was the wood shop yesterday, and then the porta potties on the other end.
Yeah, that's probably it.
The All concert right. porta potty specifically is the worst.
All right, so next one. 1-5 scale, Aaron Judge triple crown. He's one RBI shy, three home runs, and he's got like a 30 or so point lead in batting average.
When's the last time we've had triple crown?
Cabrera, 2012, 13, something like that. And prior to that, it was Carl Yastrzemski.
3.5.
One. Oh. I know Judge is awesome. So, like, oh, okay, he got a triple crown. It's like what we're talking about with the horse racing triple crown. Once it's been done, I'm kind of like, yeah, right. What do I care if you want it? It was cool what it had
like
been
the Westbrook
in forever.
Averaging a triple double. Yeah, same thing. Once it happened, I don't care anymore.
Yeah, the first time it happened, it's like cool. It's like, yeah, well, I mean, you should have a triple crown every year, Aaron Judge. You're supposed to be that good.
Yeah, it's lower than the 3.5. I would say 2.5, 3 on that. Oh. I'm interested in it, but it's a little bit lower than the home run.
All right, I'll change mine to 3. I feel the peer pressure.
Next one, Shohei Ohtani to average one run scored per game.
Zero.
Zero.
Yeah, I have very little. It'd be cool. Like,
has that been done?
It's been done before. Nobody remembers when it's been done. I couldn't tell you who's done it. But you basically have to score 162 runs a game. Okay. 162 runs for the year.
Yeah.
And it's been done, but it's not been done often.
Don't care at all.
Yeah, I mean, I literally didn't know that was anything we would need to track.
I haven't either. Next one. Paul Skeens.
Oh, Skeens.
To be the first pitcher in 100 years with two sub-2 ERA seasons before they turn 25.
One point three?
Yeah, I'm more interested to see, does he, like, get anywhere close to a winning record with a sub-2 ERA?
Yes.
I don't care about that at all. 1.5.
Yeah, the specific stat, yeah, I don't care about.
Right.
I just want to see him win.
I want to see him be awesome.
Yeah. I just want to see him be awesome.
Man, is there anyone? Is he the new Randy Johnson? The way he looks? He looks miserable.
He looks miserable, man.
He looks like he is not. Baseball totally screwed with their faces of the sport in Mike Trout past and Skeens on the mound present.
Yeah, they have no personality.
And then they got the Miz stuck in Milwaukee.
Miz is stuck in Milwaukee.
But Skeens is miserable.
Right. Judge doesn't say anything. He doesn't really talk.
Yeah.
Shohei doesn't really say anything.
Yeah, well.
He
doesn't have his translator.
Yeah.
He says, hit me.
Like, Bryce Harper is like the guy that's got personality in the sport.
And I felt like I haven't heard from Bryce in months.
Yeah. I mean, Jazz has personality, but yeah, I mean, he's hit singles in the home run derby.
MLB tells him to knock it off.
Yeah.
Did they?
Oh, like, there's been definitely, like, a push over the last 5 years for Jazz Chisholm to, like, chill out a little bit. Like people around the sport don't love him.
Second half baseball storylines you might have interest in. 1-5 scale, 1 being no interest, 5 being high interest. The Skubal, DeGrom, Eovaldi, Cy Young battle.
four or above. And I'm dying to see Evaldi versus DeGrom for the arguments on this show because of what's already happened. Scooble, DeGrom, yeah, 4.5.
Yeah, four. Seeing, like, watching to see if they're contention for the Cy Young, that'd be cool. Because, I mean, what, Texas still hasn't won one, have they? Texas has never had a Cy Young
won one, yeah. No, I don't think they have. You know, here the problem is
Cliff
that
never won it?
Cliff was only here for that half a year, and he was
just a half a year.
Yeah, he was here for that half a year, and it was like he had a four ERA during that regular season, I think. The closest would have been Darvish when he finished second, I think.
Right.
Never had one. Yep. There
my
you go.
My concern here with this is that, you know, they have given Scooble such a perception, and he's earned it. It's not a perception, he's earned it. But such a lead as, like, clearly the best pitcher, it would have to be like some fatigue. You know, kind of like Judge might have this with MVP. There's some fatigue.
Yeah.
Do you really want to vote for him again?
And
would Evaldi and DeGrom split votes? That's the whole thing, right? How many voters do we have in DFW? Let's say we have 10 Cy Young voters in DFW, right? Five vote for DeGrom, five vote for Evaldi, and they lose by two.
Well, I mean, and Scooble's been better is the other thing. But I would say that,
and it's going to be Scooble Sunday night against Evaldi. Woo! Sunday night baseball? Are you kidding me? Wait.
It's going to be
great. You got to trade your tickets, try and get there Sunday.
That is Sunday night baseball.
It's going to be great to watch Evaldi shut them down, and Scooble gave up four runs in three innings.
Man, you're really talking big. Reitman's going to come in here Monday.
Here's the thing, though, is that when you talk about fatigue potentially with them, I feel like baseball, out of all the sports, cares about that the least. They almost like getting like three straight Cy Youngs or three straight MVP. Like, it almost seems like the voters like the legacy of, like, ooh, let's really prop this guy
up. Maddux win like four in a row?
I mean, he deserved him.
Yeah. Next one. Pete Crow Armstrong, PCA, 40 home runs, 50 stolen bases.
How many times has that been done?
Well, Shohei had 50-50 last year.
One.
A zero.
Yeah,
like, I genuinely don't care a lot. Other than just like the fact that he doesn't look like anybody who should play professional sports.
Exactly. I'm only saying one because I saw him in the All-Star game.
Yeah.
Mic'd up.
Yeah.
And I he seems very likable.
I don't have a bunch of interest in that. Same for the Corbin Carroll, 40 homers, 20 triples, 20 steals. That just seems very, very random.
I mean, it's a very impressive stat.
It's a very impressive stat. Very impressive. I just like, it's like, it doesn't mean anything to me. Like, home runs mean something to me. The when you start adding triples, doubles into it. So there's that one. But the last one, hints that Bruce Bochy might retire.
Hints that Bochy may retire. I will say a three. It's only right there in the middle because in my mind, I feel like it's done.
You feel like he's already made the decision?
I feel like he's already made the decision. He will step away.
Yeah, I'm a two for that reason. I think this is it.
I do think, like, if he was wanted to continue to manage, he'd have already been given an extension. Like, they would have given him one already.
Yeah, I don't think this is like a leverage play for them. If he wanted to stay, they'd give him
a lifetime contract.
He's like Phil Jackson, where it's just it pains me to watch him.
It
walk.
Looks like he's in pain. Yeah, it really does.
And he's a big walker.
He is a huge walker. So The Athletic has a story series up called Peak, where they look at different things, aspects of leadership and personal development and things like that. And they covered Bruce Bochy the other day because Bruce Bochy is a big fan of walking. He's sort of an enigma because he's Mr. Old School gut manager. He also keeps his toe in the day of modern analytics. And it's led to a lot of success. But we now know the real reason for his success, guys. It is a brisk walk every day. The Athletic talked to him about his daily hour-long walks, which he uses to problem solve, keep himself healthy, and decompress. He started the tradition with the Padres when he had to walk his dog every day. Then he did it in San Francisco because he lived close to the park. So he walked to and from the park every day, and it's become such a routine of his that he ended up, I didn't even know this, he wrote a book 10 years ago about the power of walking as a problem solver. I had no idea he was an author at all, much less about walking. But even with the hip and knee problems, he still uses his walking as the time to balance himself and work through big decisions. So if he has lineup concerns or anything else, Bochy says he will go walking around his neighborhood or walking around, and he will just, that's how he'll process things.
That's my next old man exercise move. I'm like, maybe I need to get a dog just to inspire, you know, the 45-minute, hour-long walk. I don't know how long they say. You need to go ahead and walk until my kids start playing sports and I'm outside with them with the hoop or throwing them pitches. That'll be the next old man move, is the walk.
It's such a because especially in Texas where it's so hot, it's like, I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
Every time I finish, if I go for like a really long walk, I'm always glad I did. Like it does help me clear my head and work through things. And I had to
take a shower yesterday after the firehouse.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a decent breeze.
Decent breeze.
Because of the wind inside. Yep.
I'll tell you, the walk, and there is nothing like the outdoor walk. Like, you can walk on a treadmill and not get the same thing. You know, it just doesn't clear. To me, it doesn't clear your head.
Like, whenever we go to, like, New York, or I'm trying to think of another place where we're walking a ton, I know I'm like, I can eat and drink basically what I want, and it's all evening out.
Right. You burn a lot.
Oh, yeah. I'm walking everywhere.
Right, everywhere. That's I think that everybody says, like, you know, when we were in Italy, like, they'll say, like, you're going to lose weight.
Down the Colosseum?
Yeah, when I wasn't allowed to the Colosseum. Like, you're going to lose weight being in Italy. And they're like, the food is so much cleaner.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. You also walk 8 miles a day.
Yeah.
Like, that's also part of
it. Was there Uber?
There was.
Or regular, like, taxi?
That we had regular, both. We had both. I didn't take an Uber over there. I don't think we took an Uber.
It was Uber.
We did a taxi in Florence to get to the train station.
Diamond Cavs on your home of the Rangers. If you see me pre-gaming with the fam at Texas Live, shout me out, hook you up with your beer, and then 7 o'clock, first pitch on this radio station.
So you're saying would be, if you see me, I'll beer you. You're not demanding people beer you when they see you. You're not just like, see me, beer me. You're going to give them their beer.
Like, that's Gavin kind Dawson of you. Once selfishly did.
Yeah, you are actually going to give out those beers, not just ask people to give them to you when they see you.
Exactly.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Franklin invented the junk drawer?
Junkin!
All right, let's clean up everything. We have a lot to get to give you some laughs on your Friday. Heading into the weekend here on Sean and RJ, it is the junk drawer every week at this time as we stay commercial-free. The viral Coldplay story. We have to get to this. So Coldplay doing a concert, and that kiss cam, it's got another victim.
Yes, it does. The astronomer CEO.
Whatever what is that astronomer? Is.
I don't know. I thought when I saw that, I thought, oh wow, this guy's an astronaut.
Let's look up what this is. I've never heard of astronomer. So astronomer is it's like a data ops platform, is what it says. Built on Apache Airflow, empowers your team to build, run, and observe data pipelines.
See if you can find the net worth of the company. Because we're going to subtract it by 50 in a second. The astronomer CEO is sitting there with an employee, and Aiden's got it on the fan cam, and he's got his arms wrapped around her, and they're lovebirds, and they're looking at the video, going around the crowd. That's your first mistake, right? If you're going to cheat at a game or concert, when they start that fan cam, unless this was the first shot, y'all better separate. Y'all better disengage when you know they're going around the arena. And I think this was actually one of the performers on the mic.
Mm-hmm.
He was going around.
Chris Martin, right?
Was this Chris Martin himself?
Yep.
Here's what it sounded like.
Oh, look at these two. All right, come on. You're okay? Uh-oh, what? Either they're having an affair or they're just very shy.
The crowd starts reacting because when they get put on the screen, this dude looked like he had been sniped.
Oh, God.
He looked like he fell off the stage.
Dude, sit down. When this thing is going around, you can't be like that. You got to sit down.
He looked like he went, what was the Super Mario game when you jump in the green tunnel? That's what he did. He just dropped. She turns around, so you only see her back as he is sitting here having an affair with one of his colleagues.
Is his wife at the concert? Because if his wife is at the concert, then he's dumb for doing this.
There's no way.
If she's not at the concert, this went viral because he freaked out. If he just looks normal on the camera, was he worried somebody in the crowd would have said,
there's 80,000 people there. Like,
like a G-bag remote.
Yeah, absolutely. The chances are that you know that somebody does know you.
If you're a CEO.
Now everyone knows you.
Now everyone knows
you. Well, you're not thinking about that in the moment.
Yeah,
just know it's impossible for you to think in the moment, if I get put on this camera, don't panic, don't freak out.
If you're cheating, aren't you thinking like
that's
all the ways that you have to
cover?
That's
why you should stop holding her when they go around the arena.
You should stop cheating. But if you're doing that, like I would think you would just always be on alert order. By the way, the valuation of the company
please be high.
1.2 to 1.3 billion, and his net worth is estimated between 20 and 70 million.
Hell of an estimate there.
Mom's about to be rich in this divorce settlement.
Well, the wife, apparently, she had her comments open on Facebook, and then she decided to go ahead and shut it down. So deactivated the page, and now you have Andy Byron worldwide.
This is,
amazing.
He got you got what you deserve.
Yeah.
I mean, you're out there, like, you're at the kiss cam or whatever the hell it is, and holy cow. This is a stunning turn of events for her. And for her.
Yeah.
She's the HR chief.
Yeah.
This is an HR nightmare.
Ooh, that's even tougher to rebound from. That's pretty bad there.
All right, let's get to Choppy's favorite story of the day.
All right, so we have another airplane meltdown. I find airplane stories left
airplane and right.
Airplane and Gen Z. This, I gotta say, I missed bigly on this one. I thought for sure this was a flight out of Vegas. For sure. The way this passenger was just hammered. But, no. Turns out, it was a Charlotte to Denver flight on American. And for about 12 minutes, this dude just goes on kind of a rant, ranting to everybody, himself. The crux of the story is they were sitting on the tarmac for a while. Like the plane was just delayed. They weren't letting him off the plane. And his phone died. Okay? And he needs a charger. All right? Someone. So that's the crux of the story. Sitting there, delayed, drunk, needs a charger. Dude's got nobody next to him. It's a strange seat. There's no seat next to him. So he's right there in the front. But here we go. This is the guy, the crazy nut job on this airplane.
Yeah, you're literally f***ing off your customer. Shut the f*** up. Take those glasses off. You don't even deserve a seat. F*** you. Bro, I'm done with that, bro. You're disrespecting all your f***ing clients at this point. Bro, call the police. I'll f*** them up. You guys f***ing mess with the wrong one. You guys f*** with the realest person on the East Coast. Like, I'm literally doing a feature with Kodak Black. I'll f*** on all of you guys. I'm taking off in 5 minutes and everybody's getting off this plane. And I'm giving money for everybody. I'll f*** y'all up. Like, go ahead and call the f***ing police. Like, it's the least of my f***ing worries. You think I give a s***? F***ing call them. Oh, it's f***ing in here. I packed it. It's in my suitcase. Can you get that s*** from under the plane? If someone grab, you guys gotta make it up to me. If you just grab from under the plane real quick, I'll shut the f*** up. I'm just trying to go to sleep at this point and charge my phone. Like, if I get a text and I miss it, I'm f***ing up. Like, dude, you should be helping me by now, dude. I'm f***ing all up, dude. I'll do this all night, bro. I'm not shutting up till I get a cord, bro.
I'm not shutting up till I get a cord. I'm the realest person on the East Coast.
He said I'm the realest person. What a douchebag. Do we have this guy's name, this douchebag?
I have not. Is the unidentified flyer. So as
this
of
is the
this
plain
morning.
Version of the golfer from last week. The yes. slow player.
Yes. Yes. So he's freaking out. He's freaking out. He needs a cord. Got to get a cord. I'm not shutting up till I get a cord. Unless maybe you give him some alcohol.
That's your cue, Kevin.
Like, my boss expects me to reply. I was just texting my boss when I hung up. And we make over $1 million a year, and you're f***ing f***ing me off over $200, bro. Blech. I did all the late talk. Dude, please, bro. I'll sit down. Dude, thank you. Like, you just pay me your price, bro. Dude, I'll sit down, bro. All right, I'll shut the f*** up. Like, I need a f***ing shot right now, because I'm f***ing pissed. I need some Don Julio. If you don't got that shit, I'm not drinking it. I don't touch the I don't even like to drink.
I don't like to.
If you bring out some shit, I'm not even gonna take it. Like, I'm picky. Like, if you're gonna pay for this, our company was gonna pay for it. It's a company experience. Like, you, bro. You don't know who the fuck you're talking to. I'll talk all fucking day to defend my people. Fuck you.
What?
I'll talk to the police. I'll talk to the whoever the fuck you want me to talk to. I'll talk to your supervisor, and we'll make a deal. Because at this point, I'm just trying to make a deal. If someone handed me a charger. Like, if you f*** with me, like, just f***ing with the team, like, I'll pull up with 100 people right now, and they'll surround this plane, and we will not take off.
What?
I can do that right now, so, like, just please shut the f*** up.
All right, you have to pick one. You have to either be Tiffany Gomez or this guy.
Tiffany.
Oh, Tiffany.
Oh, I'd rather be this guy.
This dude.
Not even close.
This dude is either.
He's just drunk. People think Tiffany is crazy.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, but I mean, Tiffany, like, kind of got something out of it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's not getting anything out of this. No. He comes off like a jackass. She came off as like, oh, this is so funny. Look, she thinks.
No, it did not come across as this is so funny.
No.
This is you belong in a psych ward.
Right. But in general, most people are just like, this is hilarious. Like, it became memed. Like, this guy's just a jackass.
Yeah.
Now, the only thing here is.
He reminds me of who's the finance guy that we play?
Oh, yeah. Choose Rich. The Choose Rich.
What's happening?
My pied-à-terre.
My pied-à-terre.
I love that dude.
It's possible he is just super entitled and drunk. That almost sounds like more than drunk.
You guys don't have Clase Azul on this plane?
Yeah. I only drink Don Julio on this plane.
You guys don't have Don Julio Delta?
Come on, man.
That sounds like alcohol plus to me. But also,
we make like $1 million a year. Meanwhile, I'm a coach in the middle seat.
This dude is drinking this much alcohol going to mile high altitude Denver, too, which is insane.
Oh, because his head pops off.
Holy cow. But yeah, this guy's. He's awful.
All right, so now he gets kind of into it with another passenger. One of the other passengers finally has had enough. Final clip here from our crazed, unidentified passenger.
They charged me $53 for my f***ing Starbucks meal. I got a f***ing kids meal. Are you f***ing kidding me, bro? You can't even help us out. Give everybody a refund. It's been an hour. Like, what the f***? I'm about to get off. I don't have time for this. Like,
Peace out, bro. F*** you guys. I'm about to light up a blunt on this plane. Like, you don't know who the f*** I am, bro. SOS, bro. You f***ed the wrong word.
SOS.
Hey, bro, walk up there and tell them what the f*** you do, because I'm f***, bro. Bring me a shot, for real. Like, if you want to be cool, like... Bring that shit to me,
Shut the up.
Bleep that, Kevin.
You, bro, you want to talk to me, bro?
No, I don't.
You want to talk to me? Then back the fuck up, bro.
Oh.
Shut your fucking mouth.
All right, stop the audio.
Oh, hey,
that was bleep. That was bleep.
Stop the audio.
It was tight, but that was bleep.
Wow.
Back it up. Back up.
We
back
have
up.
To get his name.
Yeah, we got
And did they arrest him and take him off the plane? I
honestly, I don't know how this thing ended up. He offered $100 to sit in the cockpit, flight deck.
He offered $100. I tip $100 at open bars, and he thinks that's getting him into a cockpit.
He eventually, I don't know what they did with the plane. He eventually was taken away.
Good,
right? And the flight continued on. I don't know if he's been arrested or what.
Hopefully
happened.
He's fired. I think he deserves to lose his job. I think we're gonna end up hearing that he's fired.
When you lose $1 million a year job, that's big loss. You know, that's getting you a middle seat here.
It's the junk drawer right here on 105 through the fan.
Where would you like to take this? I didn't have anything up here. What did you want me to take? I didn't know you wanted me to go with anything here. Don't look at me like I'm crazy.
We don't do this every Friday.
I know, but
pick
I did
your selection of lifestyles. Your choice.
I know none of my stuff was there,
Choppy.
So I didn't know.
Choppy, go
take
again.
It.
Wow.
My internet's not working
second
now,
second day back.
None of my stuff was in it.
Second day back. You can choose from 640, 740, 820. Same thing. You want to do the Epstein list?
Let me check the handy cut or run sheet.
Yeah,
Since my internet's not even working
and
right now.
And Kevin printed this out for you. You want to do an Epstein list update? I didn't really want to do that, but I know we can all talk about it, and Bobby had that. All right. In his email.
So Alan Dershowitz was one of the lawyers. He says that he knows the names of the people on this list and says that documents are being suppressed. This was on Sean Spicer's podcast. Spicer was like chief of staff
he was the press secretary.
Press secretary. And Dershowitz said that documents are being suppressed to protect individuals. I know the names. I know why they're being suppressed, and I know who's suppressing them. And then that was, 3 months ago. And now today, this week, he is saying, I was his lawyer. I know the things that the court orders won't allow me to disclose.
Yeah.
I know what's in these things. Someone's got to release them.
Dershowitz is not, that's not nobody saying that. Like, forget just being his lawyer, just Dershowitz's profile. So that he is 86, though.
And then also.
Meaning what? He's got dementia? You're not trusting what he's saying?
I'm just saying. I'm 86? 86 is old. I'm just saying, so.
Meaning what?
I'm just saying it's easier probably to say, to poke holes in that right now for them. Just like, Dershowitz doesn't know what he's talking about. Like, he's 86. He's out. He's basically not even doing trial law.
There's another guy who used to work with Trump who was like, Trump's on there. If it was that bad, Biden would have released it. The reason Biden and Trump have not released it is because there's names of very powerful people on both sides, and no president wants to deal with that blowback. That was his justification. That makes sense. That makes the most sense.
People can be on the list that weren't necessarily dealing in child, whatever
molestation,
pedophilia.
Right?
That doesn't mean that they weren't dealing with prostitutes. Right from Epstein.
Right.
So there's people that are probably on this, but yes, I assume that if there are enough prominent people, maybe even presidents, who knows, on either side, that's why this wouldn't be out, because clearly it's been, if Trump has it today, I'm sure Biden had it last year.
The choice that Trump has to make is, do I continue to get beat up publicly over this? Will it go away? And I think he's surprised it hasn't gone away. Or do I out some very important, powerful people that could help? That's what I'm boiling this down to right now.
Yeah, it's unusual to see him turn it around so much towards, like, even people who are supporting him. Like he did the other day, like when he went on Truth Social or whatever.
Where my boys at?
He's like, this is BS. And he said, I don't want their support anymore if they're that worked up about it. I don't want it anymore. And so he feels the lean on this one. You can tell. He feels a little bit of that. All right, so I have a story for the junk drawer, Sean. And this one's actually going to help you. I'm going to help you in the course of my story. You mentioned that Ava's basically become attached to your hip. You get home and you're instantly taken care of her because she won't go to anybody else.
Yep.
Well, now you've got an argument to make to show Amanda, like, it doesn't matter what Ava wants. This is just best for her upbringing, which is new research shows that infants show lower stress when carried by their mothers, particularly in the cases of versus a stroller. So don't put your kid in a stroller. Basically, Amanda needs to walk around and carry Ava everywhere. Oh, there's nowhere she can push a stroller.
Like that wife yesterday with the two kids and the baby in the
sling. Oh my gosh. That still is insane. It was almost two months that she was walking around and carrying. But the study from infants in the Netherlands found that after, when you take the infants out of the carrier versus when mom's holding them, other people are holding them, they're getting pushed in the stroller, the lowest stress they show on average is when mother is carrying them, walking around with them. So,
as much
resistance as Ava's showing, like, that's just an external, like, presentation, basically. She internally is much less stressed when Amanda's holding her.
The equivalent to old man strength. When your kid wants to fight you and you got to sun him a little bit, as old dad, is mom carrying strength.
Oh, yeah.
And particularly for me, grandparent carrying strength. My father-in-law, he emasculates me when he carries these kids around. And I'm like, your arm's not getting ready to fall off. Same thing with grandma. And that's grandparent strength, able to hold these babies, because that's what my in-laws are like, just hold them the whole time. And I'm like, no, put them in that damn stroller.
What is your hold? Are you doing like full in the like half lock, or do you let them like kind of rest on your hip almost?
Oh no, up on the shoulder.
I just don't think
them lean over the shoulder because it helps my arm. I'm holding them like this. If you're watching on the fake, what do you mean on the hip?
See, I don't know that's efficient because this is the hip parents have learned. You take
here,
the kid,
here, Bobby.
Come here. Okay,
so
here.
Fan cam. Here we go. And Bobby's wearing his short shorts today too. Hey, pull the mic towards you, genius.
I would go like this.
Oh my! And then, see. I hope you're getting that, Aiden. Hey, walk over here a little bit, RJ. Let's test your strength. I wanted to see if you could backtrack. Wow, that was fascinating. I hope you got that.
So,
yeah, you got to do the good hip pull.
If you're able to just kind of swivel the kid on your hip, you can kind of poke the hip out and just hold them there. Moms have perfected that for years.
It's the junk drawer with one of our final two concert ticket giveaways, commercial free with the Expressway on Sean and RJ. Thanks for being a Tolo. Our final ticket giveaway in the 9 o'clock hour. How much is it costing you these days to be a sports fan? Next.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio?
try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.